She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
I don't know, sometimes I think that introduction is just way too generous because I can flub it up just as well as the next person and not be so articulate, I gotta tell you. But listen, this is one thing I do want to articulate, see what I'm talking about, because I'm really passionate about it. So I'm going to talk about hormone replacement therapy. All right. So my tagline is let's think this through. And yes, we've been talking about marketing and branding and telling your story, but everybody has a tagline. Let's think this through. But it's basically what my patients taught me to do, because I'd get done, or not get done, but during a certain point during our conversation, I kind of did this move where I'd sit back and I'd push myself with my rolly chair back away from my desk. And I'm like, all right, let's think this through. Because that's really what I needed to do, take all of this wonderful information. So, but, you know, as an ND, a naturopathic doctor, I've been taught to think about health and healing in a very, very comprehensive, holistic manner. The science that drives this thought process, we call vitalism. You know, and I did a talk at the University of Boston once, and it was a talk that I had no idea about, so I had to do a lot of research. It was about the history of medicine. And there is this science called reductionism. That is what our conventional Western sort of philosophy does. They reduce you to a sign or a lab test or a diagnosis and such, and that's about it. But vitalism states that our bodies have an inherent self-healing mechanism and are brilliant, and that they are built to stay in balance through the harmonious efforts of many different interrelated systems that are constantly working on our behalf to take care of us. So as a practitioner of the style of medicine, I am always challenged to listen and ask deeper questions when I'm involved with a patient who has become entirely out of balance and therefore, guess what? Symptomatic. Yep, those symptoms get our attention. Symptoms are the way that the body is really talking to us, telling us that, hey, over here, pay attention to me, right? I have to understand where there might be obstacles to cure, we call them, okay? Where there might be some excesses or some deficiencies, and then work with the body's own ability to heal, to actually help them get closer to their healthcare desires, okay? And so this brings me to my little issue at hand here, hormones and hormone replacement therapy. And for this particular segment, I am going to include both synthetic and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, or let's just say HRT, because the topic itself has almost reached celebrity status with many different and conflicting conversations leading to genuine confusion and concern, especially to the patients who are actually being prescribed these things. So that makes me so upset, because that's the last thing you want when you're trying to get your health straight, is confusion and concern, as to what is appropriate. What should someone do when she's experiencing symptoms linked to her hormonal cycle? And as well, I see many of my colleagues dispensing hormones as the sole intervention for women presenting with hormonal issues. I mean, ever since I heard of the notion, I've been extremely perplexed of the idea of replacing hormones. I mean, I asked, like, well, where did they go? Which hole did they fall out of? Did a woman leave them at a party one night and wake up asking, oh my, has anyone seen my hormones? I mean, I am of the belief that our bodies have exactly what they need to make all of the hormones we need at any particular stage in a woman's life. And in my opinion, when there is trouble hormonally, it is more about restoring function first, okay, rather than replacing it. I talk a lot about, I am doing educational lectures to my colleagues on thyroid. If you're going to fix the symptoms of underfunction or hypothyroidism, you have to know where along the hypothalamus pituitary thyroid axis the problem is. So identify and treat the cause. It's the same thing with other hormones, you know? Now, I was in awe in my practice at the number of women I saw experiencing trouble during normal, let me say it again, normal hormonal transitions. I saw women having difficulties not only transitioning to menopause, which is, of course, a very naturally once celebrated and honored stage of life. I also saw an extraordinary number of younger women experience weight gain, irritability, insomnia, decreased libido, hot flashes. I mean, there were also women with sexual and reproductive problems, infertility, uterine fibroids, endometriosis. I could go on and on and on, ovarian cysts, PMS, as well as breast and uterine cancer, okay? So most of these women came in with a recommendation from their physician that they'd been seen to take synthetic hormones. And for women entering menopause, it was HRT. And for the younger women, it was simply the birth control pill. Now, these artificial hormones suppress the body's natural cycles and do nothing to address why the symptoms are occurring in the first place. And I saw a pattern. This was emerging. And for me, it really hit home because I, at 38 years old, and that was about a decade ago, started to have all sorts of PMS and hormonal issues that I could not understand. But what I came to understand is, guess what? I was completely out of balance. My stress level was taxing my adrenal glands. And of course, they are the built-in backup system for postmenopausal hormone production. I developed digestive disturbances, which I knew were compromising my liver's ability to do its many jobs, including processing and neutralizing hormones. And the effects on my body were manifesting in the forms of annoying and uncomfortable symptoms. And I knew the last thing I needed was more estrogen from birth control pill or HRT. I needed to get my body back into balance. This is so important. We want to strive really, really hard to restore function first, no matter what, right? If I didn't work to correct some things, I knew I was going to, you know, I was increasing my risk down the road for dangerous health conditions such as cancer. And listening to the signals of my body was sending such as difficult periods, which are not normal, by the way, and then making profound changes in my diet, in my lifestyle, and in my supplement regime, it truly got me back on track. It got me back in balance and completely much more wiser than before. And I love when I have personal health issues happen to me because guess what? It makes me a better doctor for sure. I have more empathy. I get it on a very, very different level than perhaps I could have before. You know, so most importantly, you know, I think that the treatment approach of just replacing hormones is not helping women live longer, healthier lives. More hormones in a body where hormones are out of balance is at times the last thing a woman needs. In fact, this course of action could be harmful. Hormone imbalance can not only cause the symptoms mentioned before, all of those hot flashes, night sweats, irritability, mood swings, fat gain, but they can lead to cancer, heart disease, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's disease, you name it. So women's hormonal health did not become more problematic overnight. It has a lot to do with our modern environment, our lifestyles, pollution, stress, food quality, the way we nourish ourselves, and prevailing medical practices that completely take a toll on our bodily system. And the good news, though, is with my ramp here, my rampage, is that once we understand what creates the imbalance, we can tap into many of the safe ways to restore the balance and eliminate then over time. I know taking a pill is easy and it's quick, but over time, eliminate uncomfortable, irritating symptoms. And at the same time, we are preventing disease. And my favorite thing is increasing overall quality of life and well-being. So before, think about it. If you go in your doctor and you present, we've got some symptoms and they're like, here, take this. We got to ask some questions, all right? Ask that you're, say, hey, first of all, is there anything else I can do? And if not, if he says no or she says no, please get a second opinion, like going to see an ND. Are there any cracks in your foundation, right? Your foundation of your house, very important. You want to make sure you keep it strong and healthy. What is your exercise regime? Are you involved in any recreational activities? Are you moving through the stress in your life? Do you have adequate estrogen metabolism? That's huge. That has to do with your liver. Are you staying hydrated? Are you adequately resting and getting restorative sleep? Are you nourishing yourself? That means what's your diet like? Hey, is it time for a 2-week cleanse? Okay. Every season I like to kind of give a little push. I'm definitely due. Spring is the best time. Are you avoiding exposure to environmental hormone disruptors and pesticides? How is your digestion? Are you absorbing nutrients? Okay. Are you getting rid of waste products regularly? Are you having fun? What's the quality of your relationships with yourself and others and nature? There are so many things that you can ask yourself, listening to your body, answering these questions, and helping to increase awareness and balance in the body instead of increasing hormones artificially might just be the key to overall hormone health and well-being. Thank you all so much. I want to thank Kevin for keeping everything as slick as it can be here. And Radio MD, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook @YourRadioMD. I'm Dr. Lucille. Thanks for listening.